Hi, this is Teacher Jet.
Hi.
So cute. How was your day?
It was great.
Okay. Your profile picture here, is this you?
No.
This is your daughter?
My younger brother.
Really? I thought he is a girl. So cute. Okay, so why did you choose his picture on your profile pic on Skype?
Yes.
Why did you choose him? His picture.
Just because he's cute.
Oh, I see. So sweet. You're a very sweet sister.
Thank you.
Okay, so do you have any plan for tonight? It's Friday.
I don't have friend.
You don't have a friend.
A plan.
A plan. Sorry. Okay, you don't have a plan.
Yes.
You can take a rest. Anyway, it's a very tiring week.
Yes.
Okay. So, Cindy, do you have your book with you?
Bocadillo?
Book.
Ah, yes.
Okay. I think it's better for us to start because the passage is very long. Okay, so your book is Isaac's Theme Talk. Okay, is that right?
Yes.
And
Yes.
our topic for today is on page 82. Can you please
Yes.
read?
Books are an important pastime.
Okay, it's a very timely topic. Because you said you don't have a plan for tonight. How about reading some books?
Yes.
Do you have a plan to read tonight?
Maybe.
Okay. After this class, what do you plan to do?
I have to laundry.
Okay, you have to do the laundry.
Yes.
So you will be busy tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. You are very soft-spoken. Soft-spoken means your voice is very calm and very sweet.
Ah, thank you. You
Okay.
too.
Okay, so Cindy, now we're going to start reading your topic for tonight. Okay? Can we start now?
Yes. I've always loved to read. I remember when it was way past bedtime, reading a book under my covers with a flashlight. There is nothing like a good story. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, nowadays I usually have several books
Hello,
that.
Cindy. Can I
Hello?
stop you for a moment? Okay.
Yes.
You have here punctuation marks. You have period. You have question mark. You have comma. Okay. Try to slow down. Okay. For example, I've always loved to read. I remember when it was way past bedtime. Reading a book under my covers with a flashlight. There is nothing like a good story. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago. Okay? Try
Yes.
to slow down. Not too
Yes.
fast, okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's continue. Nowadays,
Nowadays, I usually have several books that I'm reading. I often have a serious book that's non-fiction and education. Then I have a book that is more entertaining, a book that stimulates my imagination and creativity.
Okay, so for the second paragraph, how did you understand this paragraph?
The writer usually read books before go to bed.
Okay, so what kinds of books is she reading?
She usually read serious book and non-fiction and education.
Okay, so she reads.
She reads.
Okay, serious book.
Yes.
Okay, and another book
is entertaining books.
Okay, so how did she describe the serious book?
It is boring.
Okay. She said non-fiction and educational. Okay, so when you say non-fiction, how did you understand this word?
Non-fiction? I don't find the word I don't find the word in dictionary.
Okay, so it means when you say nonfiction, it is based on facts, real events, real people. Okay? That is non-fiction. And how about the word educational? What do you mean when you say educational?
It can learn something in the book.
Okay, so you can learn something from the book. Very good. Okay, next. It says here, the second book is entertaining book. Okay.
Yes.
So, how did the writer describe entertaining book?
Entertaining book. Is stimulate my imagination and stimulations his imagination and creativity.
Okay, creativity.
Creativity.
Okay, very good. So how did you understand the word stimulate?
It is boring.
When you say entertaining, what do you mean by this? Entertaining.
It is interesting.
Okay, very good. So now, when you say stimulate, it says here, stimulates my imagination and creativity.
Yes.
Okay. So when you say stimulate here, it makes you feel excited. This book is very interesting. This is very entertaining. Okay? It makes you feel interested. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Next,
Yes.
stimulates my imagination and creativity.
Yes.
Do you have some books there that stimulates your imagination and creativity?
Yes.
Okay, what kinds of books are these?
It is a mystery story.
Okay, so that is entertaining for you because it make you
Yeah.
feel wow, this is entertaining book.
Yes.
Right? It makes you imagine.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, let's continue on the third paragraph.
I try to read to my kids when I can. I like to do the different voices and act out the story as I read to them. I wish I could do it more often.
Okay, so it says here, I try to read to my kids. So the writer is?
Yes.
What do you think? The writer is what?
The writer is father.
She is?
She is mother.
Okay, she's a mother. So what does she do? She like to do the different voices and act out the story.
Yes.
Do you do that to your brother?
No.
You like kids, Cindy?
Yes.
But you don't like to do this to your brother.
Yes.
But for other children, it is okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Let's continue. Fourth paragraph.
Reading out loud is not easy, but it's great practice to hear your own voice and see what your weaknesses are. We rarely get the chance to monitor ourselves. Back in university and grad school, I think I did a lot of skimming or quick reading. Since then, I have tried to slow my pace and enjoy the contact. I find that it sucks into my brain a little more what I do that.
Okay, so what is the writer's suggestion? How should you read?
She reads slowly.
She reads
She
slowly.
reads slowly.
Okay, and when she reads, she's reading out loud.
Yes.
Okay, do you do that?
No.
Do you try to listen to your own voice?
Oh, no.
Ah, really? How about your class? For example, today, we will have a class, and then after that, you will listen to your recording.
It is a boy in bubble.
Pardon, it is?
It is boy in bubble.
What do you mean?
It is our embarrassed.
Embarrassing. You are shy. That
Yes.
is okay because it says here, it's a great practice to hear your own voice and see what your weaknesses are. So you can know what's your weakness. For example, is your voice very soft? Is your voice not too big, or you have to make it bigger or louder, right?
Yes.
So you can check yourself. You have to change your mind.
Yes.
Okay, starting today, you have to try to listen to yourself.
Yes.
Really? Are you going to do that?
Yes.
Say yes. You have to be sure. Okay, very good. Of course, don't say I'm shy. Because nobody can hear you. You can go to your room and lock the door.
Yes.
Okay. Now please continue last paragraph.
In my house before bedtime, it's book time. Even if it's for 15 minutes, we all have to get a book and enjoy it. It's a time when the kids come down a little after playing and screaming all day. Books are great.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Yes, so this is all about books. So the mother has a very good practice for her children, right?
Yes.
Because right after they play, they have book time before they go to bed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You have to also do that. Read
Yes.
something before you go to bed.
Yes.
Okay, so now let's have talk about it. Okay, page 83.
Yes.
How often do you read, Cindy?
I read 2 books a week.
Okay, wow. You're very diligent. Okay. Do you frequently go to the library?
Maybe yes.
Okay. So what kinds of books do you read in the library?
I usually read mystery story and love story.
I like the second one. I like the second one. Love story. Okay, let's have number three. Please read.
Do you have a certain genre of book you tend to read more?
Okay, genre.
Genre.
Okay, do you have a certain genre of book you tend to read? So you answered already. What kind of books do you read?
I usually read romance story and mystery story.
Okay, that's right. Okay, let's have number four. Please read.
Do you wish you had more time to read? Yes, I do.
Next, do you read while you're on the subway or bus?
No.
Why?
Because if I read the book in on the subway or bus, I'm usually DG.
Okay, and you might have an accident, right?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever thought about writing a book, Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, so what kind of book would you like to write?
I like to
I would
write.
like.
I would like to write Romance story.
Okay. Okay, very cute. Cindy, since we don't have enough time, I
Yes.
have to end this class. Okay? I hope you enjoyed our reading passage today, and I hope you can have more time to express yourself in English.
Yes.
Okay? Remember what we studied today? You have to see your weaknesses,
Yes.
practice, and
Yes.
hear your own voice. Okay?
Yes.
Nice meeting you, Cindy. Good night.
You too.
Okay,
Bye.
bye.
Bye.